lover has a theory of his own about the difference between the ache of being with his love and being alone. But what we're dreaming is to flesh and bone. The realer stirs the senses when awake appears a simulacrum of his own. Narcissist disbelieves in the unknown. Cannot join his image in the lake so long as he assumes he's alone. The child, the waterfall, the fire, the stone are always up to mischief though, and take the universe for granted as their own. The elderly, like Proust, are always prone to think of love as a subjective fake. The more they love, the more they feel alone. Whatever view we hold, it must be shown. Why every lover has a wish to make some other kind of otherness his own.
Perhaps in fact we never are alone.